Hello, sustainability partners. This is Lydia van den Broek, here to share with you best practices around sustainability in hospitality and tourism. And by sustainability, I mean more than mere ecological sustainability, which has thankfully moved into the center of our collective attention over the last few years. If you want to run a truly sustainable operation, you need to also assure economic sustainability, primarily through excellent guest service, and human as well as social sustainability by training and empowering your staff and including the communities that you interact with. How? Well, this is where I come in, and I talk to real people in real businesses to hear about real solutions to real challenges, and I'm happy to share these learnings with you. So if you want to become more sustainable, I invite you to listen in to our conversations and pick out some of these gold nuggets that you can hopefully use in your own operations. And as a side note, every one of my guests has offered to make themselves available for a more in-depth conversation. So by all means, do reach out, connect, and together we can make hospitality and tourism more sustainable. Hello there, colleagues and friends of sustainability. It's Lydia here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know there is an abundance of fantastic podcasts out there. I know your time is limited, so I really appreciate you taking the time to tune in here today. And I'm pretty sure I won't let you down today either. So it's a great pleasure to introduce to you my guest today. She is an entrepreneur, she is a visionary and a powerhouse of a woman. She has seen a need in her community and has done something about it and keeps doing it. Her name is Hilda Namara, and she is the founder and CEO of Ubuntu Women Tourism Foundation, based in Western Uganda. They are offering transformative journeys, and by doing so, they are offering so much more. They are preserving traditional crafting skills. They offer the opportunity to leave a positive footprint as you travel, and they empower entire communities and who knows what else they will be achieving with their great work. Now, you've heard me say it before. I'm a true believer that if we want to achieve true sustainability in hospitality and tourism, we just can't do it alone. We've got to create synergies. So if you run a hotel out there somewhere, you know, why not get inspired by Hilda's initiative and ignite a similar one in your own vicinity, offering your guests a unique and authentic travel experience and empowering and supporting local communities at the same time. Now, I know there are some out there who are already doing a fantastic job, and I'm thinking particularly about Venetia Martin, Travel of Purpose, as well as Anina Sundberg with Visit Natives. They've both been on my little show here, and they're already doing a fantastic job offering similarly great experiences. And I just feel like we should learn much more from each other. We should be much more open to learning from each other, be abundant with our experience, hence this podcast here, so that we can easier synergize, come together for the greater good of sustainable travel all over the world. So having said all that, how about we start with me sharing this fantastic conversation I had with Hilda Namara, and let's take it from there. Enjoy. Been so much looking forward to having this official conversation with you. You know, yeah, I've been following you for a while on LinkedIn because I think you're doing the most incredible things. And I've been very much looking forward to having this extensive conversation with you. From what I've learned about you in the few times we've communicated, you are so engaged, you're so enthusiastic, and you bring so much power to your initiative that I said, this is really going to be very inspiring to a lot of other people. So your organization, Ubuntu Women Tourism Foundation.
Yes.
Start nice and easy. What is it that you're doing? What exactly are you doing? Give us a picture.
Yeah. Ubuntu Women Tourism Foundation is a sustainable, not-for-profit initiative that provides unique travel experiences and offers volunteering opportunities for people to come, discover, learn, and support our environment in Western Uganda. And we're actually focusing on five major pillars.
Mm-hmm.
That is health and nutrition, teaching women how to feed their children to fight malnutrition,
mm-hmm.
then also education. We are skilling them in things like basketry, beads, beading work, making necklaces like such earrings.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, financial literacy, teaching them how to save the small that they earn. They have to save it so that it helps them in future.
Okay.
Or maybe they can also, they normally borrow from that small savings. They borrow from it at a very, very low interest rate,
mm-hmm.
and support their small businesses. Then
mm-hmm.
number three, also environmental conservation. We try to teach them how to plant trees, especially fruit trees. Actually, each and every family has got two fruit trees that we planted since January. And we keep on planting, because our place is a semi-arid area, semi-desert. We face a lot of sunshine, but we try to target the rainy season. Then number five, social support. We bring in the counselors who talk to these women, because as African women, we face a lot of challenges. So we normally bring in our counselor. She's called Stella, who talks to those women to counsel them. They share their problems. We are trying to promote our culture. Our culture is Ankole culture, where we have longhorned cows and also offer community experiences. So that's what we are doing as of now as Ubuntu Women Tourism Foundation.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So you're inviting guests to your community.
Yeah. Sure.
You're hosting them. Number one. So
yes,
I understand you're doing the volunteering as well, but if we're just focusing for right now on the hosting of the guests. So you're hosting guests, you bring
yes,
them to your communities, and we'll talk about all
yes.
of that. And then the proceeds
yeah.
of this go into the education and the health and the nutritional education and so forth for the women. Did I get that right?
Yep. Yes, especially when the skillings. There's a lot to be done. There's still a lot to be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So the proceeds of the hospitality branch, if you will, goes into these areas.
In the community, yeah. The biggest percentage goes back to the community. That's
mm-hmm.
our target. Because, for example, we have no electricity. Electricity, this power electric. We need solar panels. That's what we are targeting. Also, we lack enough water. We don't have water.
Mm-hmm.
So we are targeting if we can build these water tanks for every family to get a small water tank to
mm-hmm.
tap the water, the rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And also, lastly, also building latrines. There's
mm-hmm.
modern good latrines. Some of them, they lack, or maybe some, they don't have good ones. So we still have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to cover in our community,
mm-hmm. and
step by step.
And the funds you're getting them through the hospitality branch of what you're doing, right?
That's why the reason we decided to offer those
uh-huh.
community experiences for people to come,
uh-huh.
as I said, and support us. So
mm-hmm.
that whatever we get, a percentage of it goes back to the community,
mm-hmm.
and we are looking forward to doing more of that, because we still have a lot to do.
Yeah.
And by God's grace, we shall do it. That one, I believe we shall do it.
If I'm a guest and I'm intrigued, what would I be getting if I came to your community? What's your offering?
Oh.
So what's the experience I would be getting?
Okay, actually, we offer many different experiences. We don't call them activities. We call them experiences. We want you to immerse yourself in those experiences. For example, as I've told you, we have our longhorn cows, which are a treasure in our culture. Those cows, they have nutritional milk, good meat. So it's our symbol of prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
And we also offer now authentic community experiences where the women are excited to perform their traditional dances, their traditional attire. Then we go also to food preparation and testing, where our guests come and join us in our local food preparation, which is very interesting. From the garden to the table. So that's the whole experience. And for example, our local food is called karo, millet porridge. I don't know if you have ever millet from the millet flour. It's our traditional local food. We take you through the whole process. And then from the beginning up to the end, then the ghee making, which is gotten from the cow's milk, how we do it locally from start to finish. Then we use ghee and karo so that you can enjoy them. So we have a lot to do. Then also nature walks around our community, we can take you through. Then also banana plantation visit, because being matoke, bananas are being our staple food. So we take you through the whole process, and we emphasize everything is authentic. We take you through the whole process of how we plant the banana plantation, how we harvest, how we weed. So many people, we found that many people are excited about such experiences because some of them, they have never seen. They've never got an chance to do that. So that's what we do. And also like crafts. If afterwards, we do crafts making. You see how the women weave their baskets. You also, the guests get a chance to be part of the process of the how we do them. They show you how to do them. They also get a chance to talk to the local people with through translators, because some of them didn't go to school, don't know English, but which is not a problem. You can always share a story through a translator, and everything becomes so exciting. Then, of course, we have like those herbalists who want to show you. For us, sometimes we use our herbal medicine to cure our illnesses. For example, headache. For example, malaria. Herbs that can easily cure. And they work so perfectly. So you have to come and enjoy all that we have through. And we are happy people. They are ever happy and excited whenever we receive the few visitors that we've received here.
That sounds very, very interesting. So where would I be staying if I came to your community?
Yeah, actually, we are into the plans of setting up a homestay if our funds allow us. We want to put up a homestay in the community where someone, if you want to stay in the community, you can stay. But we also have other hotels or lodges around Mbarara. And it's like 10 or 30 minutes drive from the city center to the community. It's whatever, any option that you choose. And our community is very safe. It's not very, it is safe. I can't say very safe. It is safe for any visitor to come and spend a day and a night even. It's very okay. So if the funds allow, we shall set up a homestay, a very nice one, because we need to, there are some procedures we need to follow so that when the visitor comes, he has to settle and relax.
Okay, so I have a place to stay, and you've put together all these experiences for me. That sounds like quite the experience for many people who've never experienced daily life, right? That you and your colleagues are, of course, that's your life, right? And you're inviting people
in that's to
experience your life, right? Yeah, so what a great initiative, and what a great source of income for you women. Where did the idea come from?
Thank you so much for such a good question. Growing up as an African child, I grew up with, we lost our father when we were still very young. We are six of us, and our mother was pregnant with a seventh child. So I saw how she suffered alone and being somehow harassed by the community people and the in-laws. They wanted to take land from her. And since that time, it stuck in my mind that once I grow up, I must support women, because it was not easy growing up, even getting school fees, our mother being alone by that time, and she was in the village. So we faced a lot of challenges. So when I grew up and I got married, then I kept on visiting those communities. I could see the problem is still the same, like how what I left when I was growing up. And I decided, and actually, even if you asked my family members, they know it. I told them that I have to empower more than 100,000 women because of what I went through. So that's how Ubuntu Women Tourism Foundation came in. I was like, how can I support these women? And I knew it's in one way being their voice through something legally recognized. And that's how I registered. I came up with the name. I had my mentor, that gentleman called Nadiope. He helped me to formulate everything. We put everything together. I registered it. I did everything. So everything is registered so that I'm able to do it legally.
Mm-hmm.
And support, be the voice for those unprivileged women
mm-hmm.
out there still
mm-hmm.
suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in one way or another we shall get there. So that's how Ubuntu came about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it is
yeah.
your community that you're serving, right? Your very own community,
yeah.
where you're coming from, right? And
yes.
the idea came from your mentor, is that so?
No, it was my idea. When I shared it with him,
uh-huh,
he was like, yes, I can help you register this foundation. Yeah. Then we came up with a name. We did everything together. He's a gentleman. He's an old man, older than me, and who was very inspirational.
So how was it in the beginning, Hilda, when you said, let's do this? I mean, you're inviting guests to your community. Did you face any obstacles with the women that the women in your community?
Yes, of course. I faced a lot. I still face some challenges. But from the beginning, I had to go to the community to actually I passed through the local council chairman of the community. I talked to him. Then he referred to me to a certain lady who is more vocal and who knew the village so well. So I talked to her. I approached that lady. I told her my ideas, what I wanted to do with the women. Then we formed a group of 13 women. We started with 13 women. They came on board. And of course, they didn't know what I wanted to do with them. I tried to talk to them, and they are very scared. They get scared sometimes when they don't know you. But eventually, they started getting excited, asking me more, "What can we do? What can we do?" Like that. But at first, it wasn't easy. Like talking to them, like selling them my idea, telling them that through your hands, through yourself, you can elevate yourself
mm-hmm.
and elevate yourself from the poverty, from the illness, from
mm-hmm.
all the problems. You yourself, I first told them that themselves, they are the ones to help them
mm-hmm.
so that before someone else comes in to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as I talk by now, they are very excited. They're actually meeting on Sunday. They started bringing in many different ideas. Can do this, can do that. Like, I know someone, they keep on bringing in many suggestions because they know what I was telling them is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And through the few visitors that we've received,
mm-hmm.
they've come to realize that there is a lot coming. Some still come very excited. Some are still hesitant, yet they don't have money. They don't have what to do, but they are lazy. Actually, most the challenge is laziness. They are lazy. Mm-hmm. They want money, just free money, but they don't want to work for it. I told them, no, you have to use your hands. Because many, they know how to make the baskets.
Mm-hmm.
But for the beads, they don't know yet. I'm trying to bring in someone who's going to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at least a bigger percentage.
And some of the women are taking care of the taking the visitors out to see the crops, and some are doing the crafts, or how is that split up?
Yeah, actually, on that, we are now introducing that for themselves to be their site guides
mm-hmm.
themselves, because I had at first I had to use a guide, a female guide, but I told them now you have to be their guides, to be your own guides.
Okay.
You just explain in your own language how you understand it. We shall just translate it for you. And they are very excited because it's a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's something which is new, like
mm-hmm.
trying to talk about what you do, your day to day life to someone, to share it with someone. And for them, it is like a surprise. How can someone want to know about my culture? How
mm-hmm.
I told them, yes, people don't know how you people live day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they are very excited about that experience,
mm-hmm.
explaining, taking you through, telling you how their grandmothers used to do this and that. So they are very excited. I'm telling you, I'm also, when I look back and now where we've reached, I feel so proud of myself and of those women I'm working
with. What
you've
achieved already, right? Yeah.
To me, it's an achievement, though we still have a lot to do and still challenges that they will ever be there. But we have to move on, no matter what.
So now that you have the first visitors coming, what kind of feedback are you getting from? So the women are pleasantly surprised to have visitors. Did I get that right?
And they're excited. They're very excited. And actually, they've been motivated. They're more, as I've told you, they now, on Sunday, they're again meeting. Yeah. They're planning on what to do. And some have even told me to buy for them the beads, the colors, to decorate the baskets. And I'm also willing to support them in one or another. However, the small money that I have, I also support them until we reach there. They are very happy, very
happy. Very excited about it. Yeah. And how about the guests? What do the guests say, the visitors?
And actually, on 15th, 14th and 15th of last month, we had our guests. One gentleman from the US and two ladies from Kenya. They came, we went through the Ankole Longhorn experience and we went through the community. Unfortunately, it rained, but we had to wait for the rain to stop. The women were there, very excited to meet them. They sang, and the guests, actually, they told me, Hilda, what you've offered is the best. We've liked whatever you've showed us, because it was authentic, raw.
Right.
Raw, there was nothing like staged. It was raw. Yeah. That's how we presented it. And to them, they had never seen such things like cutting a banana tree, falling down, getting a bunch of banana, carrying it, taking it there, or mingling kalo, as I've told you. So they're excited, and they told me, thank you for this experience. And I'm waiting for that gentleman. He wants to call me. We have a Zoom, so to see how we can work together in one way or another. And I was so happy about that.
So how did you find your first visitors? How did you market yourself so far?
From LinkedIn.
Really?
We connected from LinkedIn. Yes, from LinkedIn. Actually, then we connected there. We kept in touch for over 2 years. It was like, no, was still hesitant. Then finally, it was like, Hilda, I'm coming to Uganda. I'll tell you, Lydia, I couldn't sleep that night.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. It's so nice when you see things come through, right?
I couldn't sleep. And I have another guest who said, I'm coming in early July. She's from South Africa. Michelle is coming.
That's great.
Yeah, through LinkedIn. Yeah,
very
that's
good.
How I've been able to.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming what you would like to have is a few more connection into the tourism world, right? That's
definitely,
what you're probably missing, right?
Definitely, definitely. I would want to have actually different partners, like those big organizations like J-Adventure, Planetera, for them to believe in us, to come and see what we offer, because we are there. It's not a sham. We're just there. The community is there. The women are there waiting for you people. I would like to travel, to talk as much as I can, given an opportunity, to get as many visitors as possible, because I would want to see that community also come up. Women having income, generating income for their families, because most of them are caretakers of their families, paying school fees, buying books and what. So I would like to see at least some of those things being catered for, because of those sustainable travelers who would want to pass through our community. I think we would be the happiest.
Yes, I can imagine that.
Yeah.
So are you considering, or do you have any experience? I'm just, pictures are forming in my mind. Have you considered reaching out to some resorts or hotels in the, I'm not going to say neighborhood, but somewhere around where you can offer day trip packages to your community, for example? Is that an option? Is that something you're already doing?
Yes, actually, I was able to to move around. I've just started like move around, talk to people, talk to different hotels, especially those with the expatriates. And I have my friend, we want to go to those international schools for them to come and bring people in our community. Actually, we don't only limit ourselves in that community. We do offer other experiences around Uganda. We can do safaris, chimpanzee, gorillas. We don't limit ourselves only to that community, but it's our core point, the community. So I'm trying to, actually, I'm planning also to go to extend to Kilifi in Tanzania to attend that expo and also talk about Uganda and my community. Mm-hmm. I want to take that bold step. Mm-hmm. And go with my flyers, go with my cards. I meet different people. I applied and excitedly they accepted me as the same hosted buyer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going there in early July, June. I have to go to Tanzania, my neighboring country. So that's how we're expanding slowly, slowly like that.
Very good.
Yeah. Also marketing around within Uganda. Also, we want also to market outside Uganda because we are able to offer other activities besides the community.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't limit ourselves on our community.
Yeah. So what would be nice would be to for tour operators, right? If they organize a trip to Uganda, if they organize around whatever an excursion or something to include a stop like yours, right?
Exactly. They come, they organize, they do all the activities. After they come to our community, Love also, they would want to offer like 2 days community experiences because we have a lot and we're focusing on slow travel. We don't want to rush people. First day, we do our Ankole Longhorn cows in the mm-hmm. community. We do all the processes, watering, milking, ghee making. The next day, we go to the community now for traditional dances, local food preparation and testing, fetching water from the dam, banana plantation visit, nature walks, hiking. And we have a very nice place. We can even do birding, hiking. So there's a lot. If someone has time, mm-hmm. there's a lot, yeah, mm-hmm. to see. And to enjoy, yeah.
So that's the call for tour operators. And now if we assume that some hoteliers are listening to our podcast here, what would you say? Would you encourage them to look out? Not talking about your own community, but would you say to the hotel managers or to the owners, look out for communities and include them in your offerings? Is that what you would suggest?
Sure. Since now we are into sustainability, everyone is singing sustainability, sustainability. We want to see it practically. We want to see that sustainability in our communities. People to come. Yes, hoteliers, they should allow us to put our flyers in in their hotels, maybe give us even a small space. Mm-hmm. We talk about our different communities. Because once you empower those communities, once you empower those women, so you'd have empowered the whole of them. Of the nation, because many people are down there suffering and they have the capacity to do whatever it takes to elevate themselves and to show the world mm-hmm. what they are capable of, mm-hmm. what they actually, they've got talents, different talents. You can't believe once you talk to those ladies or gentlemen, and we are trying to also include the youth. The children to a small extent because mm-hmm. they have also to come and learn. You never know what mm-hmm. comes up, what will come up in a child's mind. But the hotels and those big travel agents, they should really, really support these small communities here.
Yeah,
we need them. We need their support.
Yeah.
They should give us audience. They should even invite us, even those travel agents, those big organizations. We can always talk. As you've said, there's always first time for everything. I can also learn to talk to different big
people. I am absolutely convinced of that, having met you the way I have. Absolutely. So, Hilda, how long have you been doing this in your community?
In my community, actually, I formed it 2 years ago, like mm-hmm. last year and this year, because the other year, unfortunately, I lost my child. I couldn't do much. So I don't count it. I count last year and this year, because that's how now. That's when we said no. Let's come up.
Okay.
Let's support each other. Let's be vibrant and do something. Yeah. And I can see the future is bright because we had a visitor and we had hosted some visitors way back down last month. Now in July, I'm expecting a visitor and I feel excited and blessed. Yeah. Because I know now, I know with time, I'm looking ahead. I'm ever and always positive in whatever I do. I always carry positivity. Even those women know that. I tell them, always be positive. Think positive. You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And the signs are looking good, right?
Sure.
You're confident that and optimistic that you will reap the benefits of your hard work so far.
How I wish. That's my dream. That's my prayer. I keep visualizing about that.
So what else are you visualizing? So if you're painting a picture of your foundation and your community in another 2 or 5 years, what would you like to see happening there?
What I'm already seeing in my vision, I'm seeing different partners coming up to support us, to bring us visitors. Like we make some like memorandum of understanding, like they are coming, they are bringing in our visitors. And I'm seeing like different people donating to our community. As I've told you, we need latrines, we need water tanks, we need these solar panels. And of course, to educate our young ones. They are there. We have those local schools, which would like to have to also to get that support on school fees, maybe scholastic materials like books, pens, what. So I'm already visualizing that to a bigger picture, like travel agents coming in, partners coming in, donations, people donating to us, and really seeing the value of their money. Because whatever we get, we have to first put it in our community, at least to show the world that we can do something out of small and out of our small pocket, whatever we're also earning, so that people who come and add to whatever small that we make, I think the world will be a very better place to live in for us, for everyone in Uganda, for everyone in the whole world. Yeah.
Well, I'm very much taken by that picture, by that vision of yours, Hilda, and I'm just going to let it stand like this because those are beautiful last words. I wish
you
all the best, seeing the engagement and the enthusiasm that you have behind it. And it sounds like a solid plan. It's not just wishful thinking and you're working hard on it. You have a way of bringing people in. You have something to offer, something quite unique, something authentic. And this is what tourism nowadays is really all about, right? We all want authentic experiences, right? And you are offering it, the real authentic experiences.
Yes, we're offering it. And forgotten, like you're also planning to put up some simple structures where women are able to sit. We already put up a simple one, but it's kind of open in the side. I would need also visualizing putting up a building where they can come and do that, like tailoring, their bidding work, when they are seated comfortably, and where we can serve our guests from very comfortably in a very clean environment. So all those are on my vision board already. I had forgotten
Incredible.
That one. Yeah, like setting up even a mini museum to showcasing our items, products from our culture, mini museum and culture. Actually, that one I'm planning to set it within next month, a cultural house where we put our milking pots, our traditional home, like kind of set up. Yeah. So we have a lot of plans, a lot of things to do. And as I've told you, all those are already on my vision board. I'm already visualizing them.
Great.
And I thank the universe for such an opportunity, even to be able to talk to you, Lydia. Who am I?
No, you are an incredible persona. That's who you are, Hilda. And I know your community, but all of us can be really inspired by what you do. And I hope that everything goes the way you are envisioning it. And I hope you get plenty of opportunity to speak about your vision and attract people. And maybe we can actually add something with this conversation to make what you're doing better known out there in the world and take it from there onwards to the vision.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah,
Thank
that's
you
it.
so much. And I know I'm going to be in Uganda and I'm going to come visit you. That is a promise, absolutely. I couldn't not, right? I couldn't not. So, God willing, sometime soon we'll see each other in person.
We have to be still positive about that. I'll keep visualizing about you now, about your coming.
Put my picture up there too.
See, I'm going to put it on my vision board.
Okay, Hilda.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
take
thank
really
you.
Good care of yourself and your family
thank
and
you.
The women you're supporting. And thank you for your incredible efforts.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I really appreciate for this opportunity, wonderful opportunity you've given me. And thank you so much from my heart to you.